Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 14th edition. Hope you guys had a good Wednesday. Wild night of action. Lots of runs scored. Coors Field popped off. Had some fun pitching out there. Even good old Javier, 10K is only 3 2/3 innings, so that was great. McClanahan did his thing. Lots of fun stuff out there. Savali got taken out early, so that was fun. But, yeah, lots going on, lots of offense. The Rangers scored 5 in the first and then just walked through the rest of the game, which is very disappointing. As things look like they're going to pop off really early for us, but I digress. We have an 11-game Thursday slate, very large Thursday slate. If you have any questions, you can hit me up on Twitter, at BDentric. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. Lots of fun stuff going on over there. Give the podcast a rate, review on iTunes. That'd mean a lot to me. And also, if you watch the YouTube video, give it the old thumbs up. That'd be great as well. If you like season-long fantasy baseball, which also helps your DFS skills, Benched with Bubba coming with you 3 times this week. Tuesday had Ryan Roof recapping Fab. Wednesday had Joe Rico talking about first half NL surprises. And Thursday, I'll have Bubba in the Bloom, an episode coming at you live on the YouTube channel around 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. But let's get into it. 11 games on this Thursday, big boy slate. You got Reds, Yankees, total of 8. Braves, Nationals, 9.5. Dodgers, Cardinals, 9. White Sox, Twins, 8.5. Angels, Astros, 8. Brewers, Giants, only 6. Waiting on a few more totals. It's a lot of bad pitching. A lot of bad pitching on this slate. So get ready to buckle up and get it in. Your top price pitcher and your probably your best pitcher on this slate is Corbin Burns, 10-6 at the San Francisco Giants. Burns is as advertised, folks. Don't have to say a whole lot about him. Pretty much a 20-point floor for the most part with tons and tons of upside. Giants offense can be a little pesky offense, but against Burns, Burns didn't have a bad one because the Giants strike out 25% of the time versus righties the past month, hitting 215 with a 94 WRC plus. So load up Burns, should be very popular tonight and for very good reason. Framber, $9,700, almost a full 1,000 cheaper than Burns, going up against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and we're going to keep picking on the Halos. He faced them 2 starts ago, 6 innings, 2 earned, 13 Ks. He's not a big strikeout guy. He does have 5 or more Ks in about 6 of his last 7 outings or so, which is great to see. Only 3 Ks against Oakland, but 13 Ks against the Angels his last time out. That's because the Angels, they stink. They have a, against left-handed pitching over the last month, 27% K rate, 197 average, 109 ISO, 69 very nice WRC+. Plus. So if you want to go Framber at 97, lock and load it up. So Burns and Framber, by far, the top 2 options on this slate. If you want to go a little contrarian, Carlos Rodon at $9,300 maybe won't be that contrarian because of his price point coming off a 9-inning gem of 12 Ks against the Padres. He had a couple sketchy starts before that, but then back-to-back 33 straight 30-plus point performances. So Rodon has a great ceiling, subject floor at times, facing a Milwaukee offense at home, which is going to be nice. That's striking out 22.5% of the time versus lefties the past month with a 120 WRC plus, 163 ISO, 245 batting average again. So you can go Rodon if you want, but I prefer Burns. I prefer Framber Valdez. I prefer to go those directions if I'm paying up at the position. And I did say pitching's bad, so you probably will want to pay up at the position. Other than that, it gets murky. You could go Nestor Cortez at 88 if you want. He's been a little sketch of late. He's had some rough goes. Did have a good start against Cleveland, but other than that, pretty rocky starts for Cortez. You go with him against Cincy if you want, but since the top versus left pitching, Kevin Gausman's $8,600. I think he's very, very popular. He's making his first start since July 2nd when he left with an ankle injury, but he's been darn outstanding this season, taking on a Royals offense that's been clicking pretty good of late, but they're striking out 22.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching this past month, hitting 248 with a 98 WRC+. Plus. So Gausman should be pretty popular. He's supposed to be a full go. We'll see. First start coming off the his injury, his ankle injury. $5,600 for Gossman is a very, very price tag if he is 100% good to go. So he's definitely someone to keep on the radar for you. And Kyle Wright, what used to be, he was just a lock-in, let-it-go Spencer Strider type. It's a roller coaster ride right now with him, but he gets Washington, who he has faced his last time, where he went 7 innings, 3 earned 5 Ks for 18 points. He's $8,500 at the Washington Nationals, who got the job done. They got smoked on game one, double dip for Seattle. Josiah Gray, home run derby pitcher. But we got Kyle Wright on this one, facing Washington, a team striking out a little less than 20% of the time for his right-handed pitchers, but no power this past month, 87 WRC plus. So if you want to go right at 85 and hope breakouts, you can. Don't mind it because there's not a lot of good mid to cheap price pitchers. Another option is Tristan McKenzie at $8,300. There was we faded him for a while there because there's a massive regression coming, but his last two starts have been outstanding against Kansas City and the Yankees. 13 combined innings pitched, no runs allowed, 11 strikeouts. He has 5 or more Ks in 6 of his last 7 starts, which is great. Facing a Tigers team, like I said, has been pesky. They've been pretty good, but they are striking out 22% of the time. The 229 average, 106 ISO, 78 WRC plus. So McKenzie at 83 is a pretty solid mid pick off of Kevin Gossman, especially, who should be uber popular. So Tristan McKenzie would be a good one to pair up with your Burns, your Valdez, if you're not double dipping up top, which I plan on double dipping up top. But if you're not, you can go that direction. Other than that, it's bad. You can go Crawford for Boston at $6,800. He's either going to start or piggyback. He's supposed to be the long man. Let's put it that way. He's gotten 5 innings in 3 of his last 4 outings. He has 18 or more points in 3 of his last 4 outings. And one of them was against Tampa Bay, where he put up 30 points by striking out 8. He has 6 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 outings. So he's got big strikeout stuff, $6,800. You just don't know how long he's going to go, but you can go that route. Reed Detmers might be popular. I'll pass. The punt I like is Keegan Thompson at $5,800. Really doing his pitch mix changes we've seen of late. He's coming off a 26-point performance his last time out. He's got 26 or more in 3 of his last 5, 17 or more in 4 of his last 5. He's $5,800 against the Mets. The Mets, who went to pound town on Charlie Morton on Wednesday, but it's still a Mets team striking out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitchers, hitting 228 with 95 WRC plus. Watch the weather in Wrigley. If the wind's blowing in, that'd be huge, obviously. But Keegan at 58 would be the punt I'd be looking at on this 11-game slate. So pitching, pay up for Corbin Burns, phenomenal spot at 10-6. Framber Valdez, great spot at 97. Keep targeting the Angels, who strike out a ton. We want strikeouts in the DFS game. You can go Rodon if you want, but I prefer Valdez or Burns if you can. Gossman at 86 is going to be pretty solid if he's fully stretched out. Tristan McKenzie at 83 is a great pivot off of Gossman. I like that one quite a bit. And if you're looking to punt, you can gauge Crawford. You just don't know how long he's going to go. I prefer Keegan Thompson at $5,800. That'd be the move I'd be looking to make at the cheap pitching position. All right, bats on this slate. There's going to be plenty because lots of bad pitching, lots of bad pitching. So let's get at it. William Contreras is $5,500, $200 less than his brother Wilson.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Anibal Sanchez, I believe. I believe it's Anibal. Let me double check. I said that before and it was Aaron Sanchez. So let me just double check who it is. It might be Aaron. It is Anibal. Okay, I thought so. Anibal Sanchez coming off the 60-day IL to make the start for the Washington Nationals. Load up on the Bravos. William Contreras at 55 is a fine play if you want, or Travis DeNote at 49, both really good spots. It's expensive. You'd probably rather pay up for Matt Olson and Ronald Acuna Jr. or those other guys, but catcher's position, I don't mind it. Let's put it that way. The other thing is Toronto with Gossman. He's facing a Triple-A team because Kansas City is going to have one of their big Melendez field. Whit Merrifield, I mean, and many others that aren't playing because they don't have a COVID vaccine, so they can't go toe. So it's going to be a bad lineup. Another thing to mention with Gossman, you're looking to target him. But back to the bats on this slate. Alejandro Kirk at 46 versus Kolar is fine. Danny Jansen's back also at 44. So the Jays bats, the Jays catchers, the Braves catchers, both in play, both kind of pricey though. So if you don't want to pay up, you don't have to. You can save a few shekels and drop down to the 3K range. We got Gary Sanchez, always tournament viable at 3,600. Cheaper plays though, below 3K. Ryan Jeffers versus Cueto at 29. I always like him as a punt play. You got Christian Betancourt hitting in the middle of that Tampa Bay lineup. First base catcher eligible. I prefer him at catcher. He's only 2,700 versus Crawford. So that's a really good value with Betancourt if you want to go that direction as well. First base position on this wonderful 11-game slate. You got Freddie Freeman at $5. Dodgers are a phenomenal stack because Dakota Hudson is garbage. Lots of pitch to crack. So Dodgers and Braves should both be very popular and for very good reasons on the slate. They are expensive, though, so you might have to go Keegan Thompson with one of your big dogs to make this work. But I like Freeman at 54. You can go Abreu if you want. Sonny Gray's pitching, just not striking dudes out. So lots of balls in play. Braves swinging a good bat. He's 52. Love Goldie. St. Louis going up against Tyler Anderson has been okay, but still can get thumped around a lot. So Goldie at 5K. But he went deep on Wednesday. He's 49 versus Kolar. So a lot of good pay-up spots at the first base position. But it's kind of funny to me with all those pay-up spots. You got Matt Olson at $4,500 versus Anna Bunches. That is, folks, that is a cash game play. That is just a great play at $4,500. You got Ty France versus the lefty, Martin Perez at 43. Loves him a lefty. Andrew Vaughn's been crushing everything. He's 42 versus Sonny Gray. So you got some value if you don't want to pay up at first. Lots of good pay up spots at first. But if you don't want to, you got Matt Olson, Ty France, Andrew Vaughn. Love Olson out of those three, but all really good looks if you so choose. Cheaper plays, though, Alex Kirilloff, first base outfield at 32 versus Cueto. Love Kirilloff a lot just in general on season. Yeah, Jose Miranda, first base, third base at 28. He's been swinging it pretty well also. So you have options indeed if you need to. Vinny Pascantino's 25 versus Gossman. He's one of the few that'll be making a trip. The old Italian breakfast will be heading up north for the Royals. Second base position, you got Altuve versus Detmers if you so choose, but Marcus Semien versus Marco Gonzalez if you too is pretty juicy. You got Jorge Polanco at 49 if you want to go that direction. I don't hate it at all because Cueto's been good, but I'm waiting for that other shoe to drop. Eventually that bad outing is going to come. You want to be ready for that. So keep him in mind. Cheaper plays, though. Second base so far looks but okay. And Andrés Giménez at 37, having a great year. I believe he's an all-star this year, going up against Rodriguez of Detroit. You can stack Cleveland at 3,700. Again, I told you lots of places to stack on this slate. Cleveland could be one of your kind of values potentially on this one, if you so choose. If you want to fade Nestor Cortez, Jonathan India is only 3,300. That's got a little bit of appeal to it as well. Jonathan Scope at 27. I always like him as a value. Prefer him versus lefties, but I don't mind him against Tristan McKenzie. If you're fading McKenzie, you can go that direction on this slate. Like the idea of a McKenzie Keegan Thompson to save money and get all the bats, I'm going to have to check lineups. That could be something worth looking into. Third base position, Austin Riley is in a great spot at 53 versus Anibal Sanchez. At J-Ram at 52. I prefer Austin Riley and his matchup, but both very solid plays for you indeed. Cheaper options, though, below 5K. Patrick Wisdom, don't mind him in tournament. Brandon Drury, 45 versus Nestor Cortez. Again, if you're fading Nestor, you can go there. Other than that, you got like Matt Chapman at 36. If you're stacking Toronto, you go Matt Chapman. You're not using him as a one-off. Josh Smith is 3K versus Gonzalez. I mentioned Jose Miranda is only 28. That's a good value in a tournament. He's been showing some pretty good double-digit ups at his price point. Shortstop. Corey Seager, 56, keeps hitting. But Dansby Swanson at 55, Bo Bichette at 54, both really good looks in their situations. Love like Seager more, or like Swanson more than Bichette, but all really good looks. Cheaper plays, though, Francisco Lindor, if you're not using Keegan Thompson's 51, and that's enticing. But I kind of like Keegan Thompson on this slate, so we'll have to wait and see. Javi Baez versus Tristan McKenzie is only 42, so a little bit of a value there at shortstop, where most of the spots are pay-up spots at short. Javi Baez would probably be one of the cheaper spots for me because shortstop is a pricey position. Outfield, you got them all. Mookie Betts at 63 versus Hudson. Ronald Acuna at 62 versus Sanchez. Both really, really, really good spots to be in. Julio Rodriguez at 59. Martin Perez is very, very nice as well. So you got some good options up top if you so choose. But George Springer at 5K is a bit of value that'll go overlooked with the other pay-up spots at the position. Below 5K now. You got the likes of McCutchen versus Rodon. I'm looking to fade Rodon, though, but Cutch is swinging a hot, hot stick. But Teoscar Hernandez went deep again on Wednesday. He's 4,200 versus Jackson Kowar. That's a great price tag for Teoscar Hernandez. Michael Harris Jr. is 41 versus Anibal Sanchez. It's ninth, but good wraparound stack. with Atlanta with Michael Harris Jr. You can go jock jam in a tournament because you're home from the home runoff of Burns if you so choose. But I think there's better ways to go on this slate without getting that cute. Yeah, Lourdes Gurriel at 36. Harold Ramirez at 35, both options for you. In their scenarios, Franmil Reyes at only 34. That's a really good price tag against Rodriguez. Really good for Franmil if you're looking for some value at 3,400. Going to 3K and below now, you're going to have a handful once we see lineups. But like Gavin Sheets potentially at 29. Got Riley Green at 29. If you need them, but there's going to be even more value when you slide on down the slate here. Robbie Grossman, he's been kind of struggling. Josh Lowe in a tournament to get it. Joe Adell's back up, but he strikes out a ton, but he's back up at 2,300. Someone to monitor for you here, but check the lineups. There will be some. Leody Tavares, I keep playing him. He's 2,100 bucks. He's going up $100, $100 more expensive than he was the day before. So he's got that going for him. So see what comes out. You're going to get some, like I said, cheapies, especially in Kansas City, because they're missing players. So that should be mighty fun over there. All right, recapping the pitching. Burns at 10-6 is outstanding. But Framber Valdez at 97 is very, very solid as well. Don't mind Carlos Rodon, but Valdez and Burns is where I'm planting my flag up top. Gossman's going to be very, very popular at 8,600 bucks versus the AAA Royals. Coming off the injury, though, so we'll have to see how long he goes, but it could be a good spot there for Gossman at 86. I like McKenzie as a value at 83. You could go Crawford if you need to at 68, but I like Keegan Thompson at 58. So mainly Thompson, McKenzie, Valdez, and Burns is pretty much where I'm looking at on this slate. If you're looking for stacks, love the Atlanta Braves. Love them versus Anibal Sanchez. Don't mind Toronto versus Coar. That could be really good. I think Cleveland versus Detroit is very, very strong as well. Very strong. Dodgers versus Dakota Hudson, great. So like Braves, Dodgers, Cleveland is pretty much my top three right now. I'm intrigued with the Twins versus Cueto. I think that bomb is going to drop eventually. I like Seattle versus Martin Perez. I think that's going to continue to struggle. But it's mainly Dodgers, Braves, and Cleveland Guardians for me right now is where I'd be looking to get the job done on this slate. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's going to be a fun one for sure. We got 11 games. It's a very large Thursday slate, a couple day games. But mainly the 11-game main slate. Lots of great stuff coming over here. Thanks for the kind words in the chat, guys. Thanks for the kind words you guys have been leaving with the comments on the video. Give the old thumbs up. You guys can give the rate and review on iTunes or Spotify. That mean a lot as well. But again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. Check out Bench with Bubba. Check out the Free Fantasy Degens Discord. All kinds of great stuff. Got written content everywhere, but I just tweeted out, so check that out as well. But good luck. Enjoy your Thursday. 11 games. I'll be back with you guys for Friday's slate tomorrow. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 14th, in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.